Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking those out, that one out, and using it to your advantage. Don't forget all the extra new features that we've got there, including all the different ways that you can listen to our show, including a bunch of new ways where you can actually download and keep and hold on to and share any of the interviews that we do. How about that? Yeah, you can load it right into your iPod machine, into your iPod player, or I should say your iTunes, and then load it into your iPod, and or any other player that you got. We got the ability to do that because it's all MP3 now. So check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget our other website, AskJim.biz, which is the world's only knowledge base for small business. Small Business Answers Now. Let me introduce you to a couple of guys. George Ruffner is with us, and also John Binsky. John's going to join us in a couple of seconds. George is already here. George is in Berlin, Germany, and he's Minister Counselor for Commercial Affairs for the American Embassy in Germany. And we're going to be talking about exporting from the United States to other countries around the world. As you know, many of you know, I've been proposing to small business owners for almost 10 years now that they need to focus on at least learning how to export. If you don't do it yet, at least understand how to do it. And so we're going to get George in here. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here all the way from Germany. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. And John Binsky is with us also, folks. And John is a Minister Counselor for Commercial Affairs at the U.S. Embassy for the European Union in Brussels, Belgium. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Thanks again for having us.
Good to have you and George both. Now, first, we're going to talk about the Tradewinds Forum in just a minute. Before we do that, I'd like for both of you guys to explain to my audience what it is that you do and why you have a job where doing what you do over there in Germany and in Brussels. And in Belgium. So I'm going to ask George to go first. George, tell us about your day.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. Well, let me say, you've got two of the old-timers on here. John and I each have over 35 years in with the federal government. I hope that means that we're very knowledgeable. I can tell you we've covered an awful lot of countries, probably close to a dozen countries that we've lived in, the two of us total, over all these years. Our main job is to promote the sale of U.S. goods and services overseas, and mainly we work with small and medium-sized companies. In fact, we're, I would say, most effective when a company is what we call new to market, meaning they haven't sold in a particular market, and we and our staff, and by the way, our staff is generally from that country. So here in Germany, there are 35 people. This is a very large commercial section. We're based in six different cities. 35 people, but 29 of those are Germans, and they are then experts in various sectors. So the important thing is to note that all of our embassies around the world have what we call commercial sections, and in them are the sector specialists. So while John and I are not necessarily the experts in the field, we have an awful lot of experience, and let me add that at this Tradewinds Forum, there are going to be 33 officers, including John and myself, with literally hundreds of years collectively of experience in markets around the world. So an interesting life to live and an exciting career.
All right. Thank you, George, for that. And John, now you're up.
Thanks very much. I added up, I think, between George and I, we have something over 50 years of experience just in export promotion, working with small and medium-sized companies. So, again, I hope we know a little bit about what we're talking about. The job in the U.S. mission of the European Union, where I am, is a little bit different because we actually don't do any direct trade promotion, but we help companies figure out the European Union's rules and regulations. There are a lot of them. By a number of surveys, three-quarters of the new business laws in Europe come out of Brussels, out of the European Union. Some of these things can be quite complex, and we have experts on our staff in standards and government funding in different sectors. trying to help American companies, and we've primarily small and medium-sized enterprises, figure out what the rules are, what the regulations are, what they have to do to get stuff into Europe, what has to be on the package, what kind of standards they have to meet. We also try to affect those standards and affect the legislation as much as we can, try to make it as easy for American business as we can. But primarily for small and medium enterprises, your listeners, we're trying to help them figure out what's needed to get into the European market. And we'll be talking about that at that TradeWinds Forum as well.
Well, and of course, one of the big things on small businesses' mind is, how do I get paid?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the nice things about exporting to Europe, because George can correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't have a lot of problems with people getting paid in Europe. That's one of the good places to start exporting or expand your business, because the business laws, the business customs, a lot of that's going to be, it's certainly not exactly the same, but it's going to be more familiar to your listeners than a lot of other places in the world that might want to start exporting. It's a really good way to get into business.
Right.
A lot of Anglo-Saxon rules, legal systems, education, you'll understand, distributorship systems, supply chains that you'll understand, people who are looking for American technology. At the moment, by the way, and for the foreseeable future, Europe's economy is probably going to grow faster than the U.S. So it's a really relatively easy place to get into for U.S. exporters, especially small and medium-sized companies.
You know, John just said something pretty interesting there, George. He said, he was talking about the economies. The European Union economy is perking up a little bit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, matter of fact...
That's for George.
Yeah, actually, it's more than a little bit. It's really quite something. Essentially, Germany had been called the sleeping giant for years, and all of a sudden, they are, whether it's a boom or not, that's a matter of debate. But let's put it this way. The growth is robust. The unemployment here is at its lowest point for many years, and that really covers almost all of Europe. And what you can, I mean, like, it's palpable. You can feel the optimism, the fact that these economies, which for years had experienced unemployment, say, of over 10% in many cases, including Germany, now are really moving. And
Hold on to that thought. George Ruffner, John Binsky, ladies and gentlemen, there with the U.S. Department of Commerce working in Europe. And we're going to talk about the TradeWinds Forum that's going to be held in a week or so in the Washington, D.C. area. When we come back after these messages, this is how small businesses can do business overseas. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Jefferson Starship. Actually, first Jefferson Airplane. That's probably originally, and that's Grace Slick on vocals. Welcome back, and I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad to have our new friends George Ruffner and John Binsky with us there in Europe. George is in Berlin, and John is in Brussels, and we're talking about doing business overseas and getting a lot of help from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The U.S. Commercial Services have officers all over the world. And, you know, guys, I did some business in the Middle East back in the 80s. And every country I went to, I went to the commercial officer in that country. I met with a commercial officer in that country, and they were always very helpful. I was very impressed with the professionalism and the knowledge of the countries that I was in. I always checked in with those guys, and they always helped me out with the lay of the land.
You know, Jim, a lot of people who are satisfied customers like you call us the best-kept secret in the U.S. government. We'd like to be not so well-kept as a secret.
Well, and we're doing what we can on this show to try to make you guys not be a secret. Speaking of which, you guys have got something called the TradeWinds Forum coming up May 15th and 16th in Crystal City, Virginia, which is hard by to our nation's capital there. And it's on doing business in Africa, Europe, and India, right?
And yes, that's correct, Jim. It's combined with our annual management meeting, and so we're going to have 33 senior commercial officers from all our posts in Europe and in Africa, in the Near East and South Asia, all there on a number of different panels talking about a number of different opportunities in all kinds of sectors, technology, aerospace, environment, safety and security, automotive, IT, energy, medical, pharmaceutical, and a number of other areas, along with some good warning sessions
how to protect your intellectual property and things like that, as well as meeting one-on-one with anybody who is a conference attendee who would like to talk with us.
Right.
You can. It's easy. The website's quite lengthy, but if you just Google Tradewinds Forum, you'll find it right away, and you can register online and sign up for meetings with any of us online.
Tradewinds Forum. Ladies and gentlemen, Google that, and it's, and by the way, folks, it is May 15th and 16th. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday, a week after next, and that is at the Hyatt Regency on Jefferson Davis Highway in Crystal City, Virginia. And those of you, especially those of you who are listening over WDMV out of our AM 700, our DC area station there, many of you. But from wherever you are, you might want to check this out. By the way, hey John, will this be? I mean George, will this be up on the internet anywhere?
I'm going to let John answer that one. I would assume it is, but I don't know where myself. John?
Well, all of the presentations, they're going to be something, Jim, like two dozen panels going on at different times, some together. And all of the presentations on those panels, and we're not the only ones speaking, by the way. We've got some business experts from the private sector coming in. For example, the managing director of the American Chamber of Commerce for the European Union is going to be on my panel with me. Within a few weeks afterwards, all the participants in the conference will be able to access all those presentations online.
So we'll be able to go back and see archives of video archives of the events themselves.
I'm not sure about the video. I do know that the PowerPoints, which is what we live by, of course,
right,
are all going to be available online.
Oh, that's great. And would you please make sure that, guys, will you please make sure that we know how to find those? Because I'm going to, you know, I got folks all over the country. In fact, people all around the world listening on the internet to you guys right now. And, you know, they just can't make it to the event. And, of course, you don't want everybody showing up. You don't have room for them. And I really would like to be able to pass along this very important information that you're going to have those days.
Well, we certainly have. We still have space now, by the way, for people in Washington or nearby who'd like to come. And then we'll certainly make sure that you know how to tell your listeners how to find those presentations. Although it's going to take a couple of weeks to get all the technical stuff taken care of.
Of course, I understand. John, you had something you wanted to say. I mean, George, you had something.
Yeah, no, my point, Jim, is basically there truly is nothing like meeting face-to-face. The Internet and all this is a tremendous source, but there's nothing like sitting down with someone. I find that when I may not know the exact answer, but the person then will say something, and that'll prompt me to respond with some experience or other company with a similar product or service, and that's what this Tradewinds will afford folks, the opportunity to be there and meet with these literally dozens of people who, I must say, out of this group of 33, probably you'd be hard-pressed to find a country that one of us hasn't served in, and that means we're generally there for 3 to 5 years.
Will you guys help people there understand what is the best kinds of things to export?
Yes, we will. Let me put it this way, Jim. I mean, we have a list. I can tell you a list of best prospects. But what I generally find is that the most important thing is that the person is export-ready, meaning that they're serious, that they're ready to take a long-term view. And then when we sit down, it's, you know, you really want to get down to the specific product. And once we start doing that, generally speaking, I have found that our people will say, hey, yes, this will sell here. We can help this person find the type of representation they need for this market. And if we can't do that, we can certainly steer them to other markets. And that's one of the advantages of this particular conference, because there are going to be so many markets that are going to be discussed.
Guys, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately, but I want to get you guys back again another day and talk about doing business overseas in another time. It's called Tradewinds Forum, ladies and gentlemen. The website is really long, but go to the Google and Google it and check it out. And then if you get a chance, I'd encourage you to go there, and I'll keep you posted on where those PowerPoints are available. Thanks, George. Thanks, John. Good luck in your event.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You've reached Pearson Corporate. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.